everybody. It's me, James, again, coming to you alone in the studio for the final podcast with our dear friend, Michael Sad Eyes Miller. He was a good man, and he did a lot for me in the podcast, but his own personal issues got in the way, and he could no longer continue doing the podcast. It upsets me dearly. Deeply, on an emotional level, I will miss him. I remember the first time I met Mike. He had a giant head, and he was wearing a helmet. And he was walking around school with a helmet on. And we were both in elementary school, and I was 95% sure he had a mental disability. He didn't talk. He just had a helmet and a giant head and a dream. Just enjoy the podcast. This is episode 16. Mike, if you're listening, I miss you. Sad eye, big headed, helmet wearing. But you're my friend. And please come home.
We should sell this song.
Shut up. I always get it fucking wrong.
What's up, Mike? Hey, I love that song.
How's it going? I mean, it's alright, I guess.
It's so happy and like upbeat. I don't know. If you want to buy it on iTunes, check it out next week. We're making a profit on someone else's.
Yeah, we gotta make. We gotta make money somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to get Butt Serious T-shirts for ourselves, like not as like fan stuff.
Yeah. Fuck you guys at home.
We already explained last time that it's for us, but
you can listen if you want.
Yeah. It's for
us.
We
let you in.
It's for us, but you'd be doing us a big favor.
If iTunes wasn't free, no one would hear these podcasts.
We'd
get to 50.
I wouldn't even listen to them if it was like the only way we could listen to our own podcast was if we paid for them too. Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay.
No way.
I wouldn't
way
pay a service to listen to our podcast.
No way.
I found this thing. I saw some other podcasts use it called Stitcher Radio. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's an app.
Yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
I don't know. If you guys like that, we can use that too. If anyone uses that, we'll start using that too.
My one friend really wants YouTube. He really wants us to put it on YouTube, but there's no video, so I don't know.
I mean, we could do that too.
Do you want to put it on YouTube?
I'll start. It takes a long time, but I'll put it on my channel and
links. You can start putting the old ones up there.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll do some video podcasts.
Yeah. One day.
Why not?
We can tell all of our stupid physical comedy jokes.
Yeah, I have one.
I have this one where like I'm on stage and it just sort of like I'm like, so what am I gonna do? And I just like pull out my dick and I just start like shaking. You'd have to like see it.
Yeah. Probably. Didn't really work here, but I'm sure
they probably didn't understand.
Yeah, I mean, you stood up and everything, but like they would get it later.
Let me feel bad about it.
No, that's fine. Okay, I think that would work out well.
Yeah.
Ow! We have like little things on the desk and like just pops.
Playing, something. I don't know. Like, what are we talking about today? Let's talk about something. Let's put our focus on something because last one was all over the place.
A couple podcasts ago, we mentioned. Middle school was a rough time for you, and it was okay for me. It wasn't as rough, but I feel like you said you had a rough time. Maybe we can focus on middle school.
I did awesome time middle school.
Did you really?
Yeah, amazing.
Okay. Well, you said okay. Well, I mean, if you want to lie, that's fine.
Okay, I don't want to lie. You know, when we have the people that tell the best middle school stories about me is we got to have one day we'll just have Carolina and Aurora on, and I'm name dropping not because like.
I don't know.
Not because you guys are like, you know, like, oh, don't name drop. Because, you know, I'm like, we give a shit. But so I'll have Aurora and Carolina on, and they'll tell funny stories.
They remember things about you?
Yeah.
I remember I was in sixth grade, and I got picked up last on the bus. And I was new kid, and like a couple days, it was around Halloween.
Yeah.
And I got picked up real early because we still had to drive all the way to a school that was far away. And I got on the bus. I start walking. I feel so happy. And out of the darkness, this kid in a mask comes like jumping at me, and I scream, but I slap him. And they all hated me.
That was the first day?
No, not first day. That was around Halloween, but I was still fairly new.
You slapped
And it was
him?
An eighth grade kid.
Why'd you slap him?
Because it wasn't something. It was like pitch black outside. And this thing comes out, and I went, whoa, and I like
Probably
slapped
him. Because you slapped him.
Yeah, but
you didn't push him. You didn't punch him. Like,
I didn't slap him. I slapped the mask. It didn't hurt him. It took like the mask was this like demon thing with this giant nose, and I hit the nose, and I was terrified. And I always the next day on the bus, I walked real slow, and I sat in the front.
Yeah,
that was really shitty of them. And they, but like,
and
after
then they then tortured you for the rest of your.
Yeah, bus was awful for me in middle school up until eighth grade.
What type of stuff was going on the bus?
They freaked me out there, and they used to make fun of me all the time, so I sat towards the front, which prompted them to call me a pedophile, because I would sit with the elementary school kids that were on the bus, because I was just sick of being made fun of in the back.
Yeah,
so I really couldn't win, regardless of where I went. Yeah. But we were all underage, so I didn't really know how to be a pedophile. We're all, this girl, maybe in elementary school, she's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, because you're the sixth grader anyway.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah. My bus experience was... Okay, so this one time I was on the bus, all right, and I didn't really know anybody at this school because I switched schools like probably 500 times. I went to just every one there is, like every middle school, and at this particular one, I've been going to the school for about 2 weeks, and I'm sitting there and not talking to anybody because I don't know anybody. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, it's really getting hot in here, and I'm like, what? Why is it so hot? It's like fucking January, and I'm just like rubbing my neck, and I'm like, Jesus, and I realize it's like just on my neck. And I turn around, and this crazy-ass girl with, like, hair sticking up everywhere has an Axe can and a lighter and is just spraying the back of my seat. And I'm like, and I jumped up, and I'm, Jesus!
She made, like, a flamethrower?
Yes! And it was the back of my seat, like, the seat was, like, melting in the back.
Oh, God!
And I was like, what's that on my neck? Yeah, that's a completely true story, too.
Oh, my God.
That's Hudson Middle School for you.
Hudson Middle School.
Yeah, I went there for a little while.
One time this girl, I was sitting there with my backpack, and I used to love those flavored waters, like the Propel. For some reason, though, I love those
I'm
things.
Trying to understand why these kids hated you.
No, I just liked them. And then she's like, give me your water. And like, you know when you're in sixth grade and like middle school eighth graders look a lot older?
Yeah.
So like, I see an eighth grader now, I'm like, this is a baby?
Yeah.
But she looked a lot older, and I was like, no. So she took it, opened it, and spit in the water bottle, closed it, and put it back. And I didn't know what to do, so I just stared at her for a while. She's like, what are you going to do? So I poured the whole water bottle on her head while she wasn't paying attention.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, but that was kind of like... And then they called me into the principal's office, and I cried.
Did you get in
and
trouble?
And I didn't get in trouble because I
did
cried.
Did she get in trouble?
Yeah, she got in trouble for spitting in my water.
Yeah. You
can get away with anything as long as that person did something first.
You could have just give her a swift kick to the cunt. I mean, just bam!
Get stuck up in there.
Yeah. I mean, you had tiny feet at that point, anyway.
So. Yeah. I've always had giant feet. I've always been pretty tall.
Yeah.
I haven't always been
tall
heavy.
Is a euphemism for fat.
I'm not fat. I've been tall. Like, I've been big. Like, I feel saying you're big, but you're actually big. Like, I'm kind of just a big guy who's out of shape right now.
Yeah. Like, you're a tall guy. I'm like, more of a...
You're not. I wouldn't say.
I'm not short.
Mike's. You don't say, oh, the short little guy. But you don't say, oh, Mike,
the tall
guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not the tall guy.
I'm like 5'11". You're like 6'3", 6'2". Yeah. So we're just normal guys, really.
Just normal dudes doing a podcast.
Yeah. He just looks like a monster because he's like a couple inches taller than me. And he weightlifted for a while, and he has that grizzly stuff on his face. He never shaves.
Yeah, I'd shave for work. This grows in like a week.
Yeah. So how's that,
What? Mike? What? What? You're pointing at
me. No, the thing with your...
What?
The inverted nipple thing that got an infection you were telling me about the other day. I wanted to know if you're okay about it. Guys, I'm sorry. Well, are you okay? Can you speak about it? Is it... All right, so how was middle school lunch for you?
It was fine. I mean, my middle school lunch was weird because they hired one lady to run the kitchen. My middle school was in an old rec center.
Yeah.
And they hired one lady
to do everybody. Cooking.
Well, it was like a charter school, if anyone knows what that is. It's kind of like a private school.
Where was it?
What
was it?
Where or what?
Yeah, like what was it?
It's Day Spring.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
And that was around the mall, if any of you know, if any of you ever.
That's like an art school.
It was an art school. That's kind of why I'm very theatrical. Yeah. That's why people think I'm gay, because I walk into rooms and I always have glitter in my hands. I go, hello! I do a little spin. They're like, what? And I'm like, that's just how I used to walk. I didn't get along with a lot of people in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Because I walked around the hallways with streamers.
Yeah, you did IB for ninth grade.
Yeah, and that was sad.
Yeah, it was just
a waste of time.
You had it going good in 8th grade, and then you fucked yourself over again in 9th grade.
Yeah.
But you're president. James is president of his class. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Mean anything.
It means something.
It means something.
To the school. I mean, not anywhere else. I can't go into, like, a place and be like, excuse me, I'm the president of my senior class. You need to lower your tone, man.
It's cool.
I ran for student government in middle school, too. I didn't win.
What do you think changed?
What?
What do you think changed? Why'd you win this time? Why'd you win president?
I got taller and I'm louder.
Oh, you're less.
Me and this kid's name was Sam. Sam could make me laugh like, you know those people that always, regardless of what they say, make you laugh?
Yeah.
He was one of those guys. And
Was he a funny guy, or was it just you had a relationship? He wasn't really funny.
He wasn't known as the funny guy, but he was this shorter little kid. He was like this tiny guy, but we were the same age. I was so tall, he was so small, but we got along pretty well.
Yeah.
And he would just like, he would make these noises. He'd be like, whoa, when anything would happen, I would just look at him, and he'd be like,
just out of nowhere.
In the lunch line, the way he made me laugh, it was just his reactions. They weren't genuine, like, I know he was joking around, but he'd be like, someone cut him in the lunch line, and he'd be like, the close tray, like, whoa, he'd like drop it. It's very theatrical
because he was so short, too.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But he was the vice president, and I was the president, and we were running, and you had to run in pairs, which we don't do now, you just kind of run individually.
Yeah.
And we made a speech, and we said,
did you have like have him on your shoulders? Like,
no, we made a speech, and he couldn't really see over the podium. I could see fine, but he was like, we made a speech. It was the dumbest speech. I should have run it through a parent because I said, we're going to change school lunches. School lunches were fine. I don't know why I wanted to change them. Like, they fed us well. And then, like, after the speech, the lady came up to me. She's like, is everything okay with the school lunch? This lunch lady is coming up. Yeah. Is everything okay with the school lunch? I'm like, yeah. Like, right after the speech, I was like, I don't know why I put that in there. And we said,
I get lunch every day.
I don't know why I complain. And then afterwards, this girl who won, the vice president, she was like, it's okay you didn't win. You just don't know as much people as us. And I was like, fuck you, chick. And I said, because the girl, the president she ran with was a lot, like, everyone who she was pretty popular. There was only, like, 50 kids in the class, but there was popular kids and not popular kids. I said, you wouldn't have won if it wasn't for the girl you ran for president with. And she started crying. And they brought us into administration. They were like, what happened?
Sore losers here.
Yeah. And they're like, sore.
We got a case of sore losers here, guys.
And I explained to them that, like, she said something to me first, and she's like, no, I didn't. And then they had to bring another kid in and be like, yeah, you did. Like, so full of shit, but it was so funny.
I had an awesome middle school story. AJ Marie, I'll have to tell you guys, listen to this episode 16 is where you cut in. I'll make another. All right, this is where you guys want to watch. All right,
12:10.
All right, so my friend AJ was like at lunch, and we were all like around him, and he was talking to this girl, this crazy girl, and we were like having a tiny food fight with like popcorn, and they were throwing each other, and this big tall girl, like this Amazon looking woman, is like, she like threw a piece of popcorn at him, and he's like, and AJ threw it and it went down her shirt, and she went, oh, and she took her metal lunchbox and hit him in the head with it. She did it first too. And they went down to the office and they both got in trouble. Like, she got in trouble more, obviously.
Yeah.
But they got sent back to class, no referrals or anything. But we're sitting in the math class, right? And we're doing our work. AJ's sitting there. AJ's like half asleep because he just got in the head.
Drooling.
There was this like moment where the teacher started talking, and we heard from outside just this girl going. Mm-hmm. And that was like literally for like probably the whole class period. We just heard that. And
Who was it?
Didn't really know what to do because once you hear them crying outside, that was her cry.
Was that the girl who hit him with the head?
Yeah, she's just sitting out there crying. You know, I feel like AJ should have been the one that was crying.
Yeah, well, and he was too busy trying to figure out where he was. What is this?
Trying to figure out how to close his mouth.
Why is everything purple?
Yeah.
Do you smell something burning?
That was Seven Springs. Seven Springs was interesting school.
Yeah. So you knew everyone when you came to high school.
Dude,
because
that was
you went
weird.
To everyone's middle
I knew
school.
Everybody in IB. I was like, hey, it's like, oh, it's Michael. We haven't seen you in 3 years. You're alive? And I didn't move.
Head got bigger.
I didn't. didn't really. No.
I like how we grew into our heads.
Yeah.
They're still
I
big.
Still haven't really grown into my head.
You kind of did.
Yeah. I guess. I hope my kid doesn't have a big head.
For your wife's sake, pushing that
thing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mike was born with the head he has right now.
My head alone is like 10 pounds. That's like,
they weigh the head, and the body's like moving all over the place up here. And
Exactly.
That means he's smart, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Did you have problems with girls in middle school?
I didn't have any problems because didn't really...
pay attention to them?
No, I paid attention to them. Like, I was like, oh, God, she's being pretty. But, like, I was like... Now I'm sort of like... People like know who I am, but and then I didn't. I looked the way I do now and didn't talk, which is a bad combination. I was the kid that sat in the corner,
AJ.
No, just like
he's. And you're like
No, I wasn't making any noise. I just had my regular face on, but since they didn't know any other face I had, they just thought that I was just depressed.
Like a caricature of a sad guy.
Yeah, just a sad fat kid. And every time I talk to somebody, they'd be just like, So, and then so a couple times, this one girl was like, "Oh, you know, you're kind of like a teddy bear." And that was the closest I ever got to a girl. And like, she gave me a hug once, and I made it awkward and accidentally touched her butt. But never gave me a hug ever again.
Two hand the butt.
Two hand
and lifted her over your head and held her over. I got.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I bet. Sixth grade, I didn't get any women. Seventh grade, I didn't get any women. Eighth grade,
didn't get any women.
No. Nah.
You got a woman?
No.
No.
They kind of. I don't know. I'm trying to remember because I knew a girl said she liked me, but then another girl told me not to like that girl. So I just listened to what anyone told me at that point. I still do. Anyone just tells me not to do it. All right, I guess that's what we're doing. And she's like, don't like that girl. She's weird. I was like, okay. And then that was it. And then a couple, flash forward till today, I went to Hooters.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the menu with some friends. And guess who's the waitress? Girl who liked me in sixth grade or eighth grade.
She's a Hooters waitress now?
Hooters waitress.
She got...
I would hope so. She works at Hooters.
Yeah. Is she... Pretty?
She was pretty back then. She's pretty now.
Yeah, the one that got away, man.
Nah, I didn't really.
Well, you have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, the one that got away. Right?
Right? Oh.
Da-da-da. Fuck you. Mike, you make me feel embarrassed. You're the only person who can embarrass me because it's so genuine.
When it's just us.
It's just like, yeah, no.
I just put my head down and scratch my forehead.
I did musical theater in middle school.
You did?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sixth grade, I told you I didn't say anything. I just got scared a lot. Seventh grade, I did musical theater. We did Mulan, the Disney.
Were you Mulan?
No. Yeah. Who is that girl? I'm a little Asian girl. No. We did Mulan, and I was the stage manager.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to audition. I was too scared to audition.
Yeah. And but this is eighth grade?
This is seventh grade.
Okay.
They fucked me over, and they made me audition anyway. They said, just sing the song. And I was like, I don't want to sing the song. And they put me in front of, like, judges, and they said, sing the song. And I ended up getting the part of Emperor at the end.
Is that the biggest guy part?
No.
Okay.
At the end of the play, they go, and they have to get the emperor back because the bad guy steals the emperor of China.
Yeah.
And that was me. And I'm playing the Chinese emperor as a small white boy. Not a small white boy, a hefty white boy. And I remember I was on stage and I had this medallion and it meant something to Mulan and I took it off and I said, this means this. And it got stuck on her ear in the middle of the show and it got stuck and she laughed and put it down and I just walked off stage with my hands like this. And I had a song too.
Yeah.
And I had to convince...
Well, did you like blow everybody away? Were you just going to be like... Oh, change my
name. It wasn't in Asians.
Oh, it wasn't in...
No, it was like... it was like a reprise of like A Girl Worth Fighting For.
Oh, okay.
And I was convincing the main guy that he needs to go after Mulan.
Did he blow them away? Were they
My family was like, I didn't know you could sing. I was like, that's not really singing. I just kind of hummed in a deep voice. I was like, I think the first lyric was, she's a triple threat.
Sing it.
Sing it. It's like, I went like, she's a triple threat. I kind of just said it. Like, da 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 da.
I can't do music. I told you about theater.
You
right?
did a musical, and then, right? And you just kind of—they made you sing.
And then lines. I had this one part that I was supposed to sing. Like I usually play the comedic relief because I'm funny looking and I can act okay.
Yeah.
So I had this one part where like I was supposed to sing like one thing. I was supposed to be like, I'm a drop of Iowa rain, and then they're just like stop it, and they stop the whole production. Like, this is probably like tech week, this is like a day before the show, and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm trying to sing the part that no just say it. And I was like, I'm a drop of Iowa rain, no, to the beat, to the, I'm a drop of Iowa rain, perfect. And they just embarrassed me in front of everybody. I don't think I'll ever do it ever again.
That wasn't that bad.
I didn't think it was
for
awful.
One line.
I had one. Like, I couldn't. I was the funny guy. I could have been, I'm a black man.
Fell on stage.
Yeah. I was the comedic relief.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it. Embarrassed me in front of everybody.
That's funny.
It's terrible. All
right. Well, this was a good podcast. I liked it.
Depressing.
It was good. It was
depressing
stories.
And funny.
It was stories.
And... we're storytelling people.
Follow us on Twitter, at James.awesome.
Fuck, just feed it to me. What is it again?
It's at Micah Miller.
At Micah Miller. MICHAMILLA.
Like us on Facebook, But Seriously.
Oh, yeah, But Seriously. Facebook.com/ButSeriouslyPodcast. I think we're SoundCloud, iTunes, and then we have our Twitters.
We have our Twitters.
That's what we've gotten to. If you are a super fan of But Seriously, up to this point, I know I started this in the last podcast, but up to this point, right now, count how many times we say, but seriously. And whoever gives us that, we will make a custom t-shirt and give it to you.
Yeah. If you guess 43 and you tell us we've said it 43 times, I counted. And you just tweet that at us, 43, that's the magic number. You'll get the free t-shirt.
See, I like this sort of thing because nobody's listening. So we're just going to go home like depressed.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear that one part later? And they'll be like,
they'd
no.
Be like, yeah, like, you're supposed to, you
yeah.
expect this to go all the way through?
Yeah. And what sucks is we talk about it and then I think in my head, oh, I'll put the song here. And then we just keep talking and talking. And the song ends and there's so much more podcast.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Oh, don't end it like that. Jesus Christ. No one likes it when you end it like that. It's like, we'll see you next week. It just slapped me the
face. Well, that was the final episode of But Seriously with James and Mike. Again, Mike, if you're listening, can you please come home? I miss you. The audience misses you. Your mom misses you. The children miss you. You can bring the helmet. It's fine. My arms are always open for your warm body and sad eyes. Oh my God.
And on a completely unrelated note, tune in next week for But For Real with James and Vibe, where me and Vibe talk about the same things me and Mike used to talk about, but in a totally new format on a totally new podcast. Like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter @James.Awesome. Have a great week, guys.